Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday. I am Paul Machin and I'm joined by Ross Chandler. You can get us on Twitter. I'm at the Paul Machin. This is at RossyC89.
Yeah.
Nailed it!
Yeah.
We're going to be discussing a number of things on the show today. Jürgen Klopp's done his pre-match press conference for the FA Cup game against Chelsea. Some fitness and injury news updates from that. We're also going to talk about Daniel Sturridge, who has decided to just get off from Trabzonspor. Liverpool's under-23 coach has decided to leave the club. There's a piece of news from The Athletic pertaining to a potential top target for Liverpool in the transfer window this summer, and probably a couple of bits and pieces as well in between that. And of course, we're going to be taking your comments, so leave us anything you want to discuss on the topics here, or just like in general in the comments, and Tom will be pulling them in a little bit later in the show. But first, we are brought to you in association with Beer 52, and excuse me if you're watching this live on video while I casually glance towards the rather extensive script that I've been given to read. Thanks to Beer 52, we have a special offer for all Red Men News viewers. Using the link in the description, you can get a free case of 8 craft beers, a magazine, and a snack by just paying the $4.95 postage. Red Men viewers and listeners will also be getting 2 free beers. So that's 10 free beers. Beer 52 is the world's most popular craft beer discovery club with a new theme of craft beers for their customers every month. Get the offer through the link in the description and remember to drink responsibly. It's /Red Men, isn't it?
Yeah.
As well. But it will be in the description underneath. We'll put it in the podcast in the description there
There's
as well.
A lot of beer.
Oh, wow.
Stay puffed.
Holy hell. Oh, well, can I have that one? Coconut cream marshmallow porter. But it's basically, that's got Ghostbusters. That's a Ghostbusters theme. Yeah. I know the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man was a thing.
Have you ever had a chock-a-block and mocha stout?
Whoa.
Try saying that after you drunk it as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely. That one's shaked out. So what we're keen to stress on this as well, as much as we've got the beers out that you can have a look at, you get your snack and you get your magazine. It varies from month to month what you do get, so you might not actually get these particular beers, but I'm amazed. Are you going for it? I've got heads. Is that what the kind of day we're having, is it? Like, so
this is one of them where you have it and you go,
Well, unless it's, yeah, well, let's see. Put the pressure on there.
Yeah.
Not sure.
That's nice.
I'm a big fan of this. I'm a big fan of session IPAs at the moment because they're not dead strong, which means that, and anyone who is, well, I've got there's a new Machin Page podcast coming out this week with Jamie Webster. And I did talk about my inability to handle my ale. So a nice, tasty, but not too strong beer is very good. I've said that, it's 4.5%. Right, okay, let's dive on. Make sure you use the link and make sure, of course, that you drink responsibly. Unlike Ross. I mean, look, it's a perfect fine time to have a bevy. You are also in work. But yeah, that's fine. Listen, we're lax here. It's fine. It's a bohemian style life we've got going on at Redmond.
I took a hit for the team. It's product placement. It's fine. It's nice beer.
Absolutely fine. Right, okay, Daniel Sturridge news. I thought this was really funny. It's been updated from the BBC website. Former Liverpool forward Daniel Sturridge has left Turkish side Trabzonspor 8 months into a 3-year contract. The club said his contract's been terminated by mutual consent. He's 30 years old. He played 16 times this season, scoring 7 goals. Wow. I think Tom was it pointing out? Was it you saying, surprised, how many?
Yeah, it was me before. Yeah. Just a lot of football for Daniel Sturridge. There's mixed reports. So one person said that, you know, Trabzonspor cancelled the contract on him. Someone else said that he'd done it himself. But it'd just be interesting to know what the full story is. You know, he's obviously, someone's not happy in that camp. But also it was interesting because I spoke to Steve and Jack upstairs before, and we both said the same thing, or all said the same thing, sorry, of he's got Inter Miami written all over him.
I really hope so. Like, Beckham's come out and talked about it, hasn't he? Not studied, but said like he doesn't necessarily want to build on the big names and all that kind of stuff. But you look at, like, I don't know if you saw the Carlos Vela goal that he scored against them last night for LAFC. Like, Carlos Vela was not good enough to play for Arsenal. They get a decent, a little time in La Liga, and now he's like the best forward in MLS. Players go there of that level of ability. Look what Ibrahimovic did there, what Wayne Rooney was doing. Yes, you do need to be able to physically handle yourself. You need to be able to get on the pitch. There's a lot of travelling involved. But these players, these really super talented attacking players, just tend to go there and have a laugh.
Yeah, it's much laid back. Style of football as well, isn't it, which you think will suit Daniel Sturridge. The son can chill out a bit and just play footy whenever he wants.
Absolutely, I'd be bang up for that. I can't believe he ended up at Trabzon and Sport. Like, are they even the fourth best Istanbul team at this point? They might even be the fifth best. Because there's like that Istanbul BB team. They were in the rope. Anyway, who cares? I'm not asked. Todd Cantwell has targeted, even the Echo are jumping in on this, from The Athletic. They're reporting that the Reds view the Canary star as a potential replacement for Adam Lallana, who looks set to leave the club, along with Zidane Zakaria also being mentioned as a potential departee. He's thought to be worth around $30 million. Obviously, he's likely to get relegated this season. We've got a good track record of bringing lads in from relegated clubs, and I think he's a terrific player. But do we need Todd Cantwell? I haven't even had a sip. Todd Cantwell?
I'm undecided on him. I think when you've got the likes of Curtis Jones and a number of players in that spot, do you need him? It depends if, you know, like says, Shaqiri goes, you need to fill that space again. I'm not asked either way, to be honest. £30 million is a lot as well for someone who's going to get irregular game time.
Yeah, I mean, as far as getting somebody with a Premier League level footballer, I don't think £30 million is too bad. If they think there's more to come from a 22 years old, I mean, if he was playing in like La Liga, we'd probably all go, oh, that's quite interesting. £30 million for a player who's played a full season in La Liga, that's quite interesting. It's just the fact that, yeah, I don't know, he's in that clutch. I was having this discussion with my dad last night. We were watching the League Cup final and looking at Grealish, and then also talking about Maddison. Like, I'm not sure that these are the calibre of players that Liverpool should be interested in anymore. I think that they've got Man United signings written all over them who are prepared to spend loads of money because they need to that these lads will kick on.
And wages as well on top of that. This also doesn't help in the sense if we just played, you know, West Ham, Watford, Atletico Madrid, and, you know, this is the type of player that's screaming out for those games where we've not really impressed. So I think everyone's idea is like, I'll get him, he's a good playmaker, he can break down a back four pretty well. But yeah, £30 million is a lot of money. And he's trying to compete with the wages of Manchester United and Chelsea, or, you know, likes them that will pay for him, but then just don't bother.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, we've got the drawing of power, you know what I mean? If we wanted him, I'm sure there would be no great issue about it, but yeah, I like him. I think he is really talented, and I understand the Lallana comparisons. But look, we get him. But you were saying that something that stood out for you in this, though. This is cited by The Athletic.
Yeah.
But
so I've read the full article, and I'll probably have another attempt after I drank that as well. But it kind of just said top six clubs.
Yeah.
And then so there's a big long piece about James Maddison and then Todd Cantwell in the same piece. But he just said, you know, top six clubs are after him, so
it doesn't necessarily name check Liverpool specifically. It's The Athletic or clickbaiting. Yikes. The Premier League appearances from this season, 28, got six goals. I was looking at the Grealish and Maddison. That's a similar goal return to both of those lads, but actually a few less in terms of assists. So, you know, if you look at comparing the three, I think both of them, Grealish is 24, so he's, you know, he should be having his breakout season around this point. There might be something in there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments and we'll discuss it in a moment. Neil Critchley's left Liverpool. Jürgen Klopp was talking about it in his press conference. He's gone to take over as head coach of Blackpool. I mean, he really put himself in the shop window, didn't he? Got to manage. He can say on his CV, Liverpool manager. And we won't roll our eyes at it the same way that when Roy Hodgson mentions it. Because we enjoyed, even though, you know, it didn't necessarily, you know, a win and a defeat in charge of Liverpool. Decent. It's probably his win percentage is probably as good as Hodgson's was.
Yeah, and he's better liked by the fans as well. It's a shame because I wanted to have Jack on here, but he looks about 12 years old, so he couldn't come on, but he's going to cover this on the academy. But he was saying upstairs before, you know, he put himself in the spotlight and attracted all those teams because he'd done so well. And fair play to him as well for thinking, you know, someone's going to come offer him a job at first team. He's probably got a taste of that and thought, you know what, I want a bit more. Mm. And Blackpool's a good place to start.
Fair play to him. I mean, Blackpool's not a mega club by any stretch, and they've had some issues, but you know, he'll get there.
It a big club.
And no, I think it's just because he's heard of the name, but I don't think he realises.
Because that's where he met Virgil.
Yeah. Drove past it on the drive in towards the North Pier. Yeah. So that's interesting. We'll keep you updated if anything more falls out from that in terms of who takes over from it. At the moment, it's just people on an interim basis that kind of shuffling the existing staff around. The press conference then, Ross. Some injury news to kind of catch up on, which I will find via the Red Men Twitter account. A couple of bits and pieces. Oh, actually, not from the press conference. Harvey Elliott won't be available for the FA Cup. He's flown out to Portugal to face Benfica in the UEFA Youth League. Nico Williams, Keanu Hoover and Curtis Jones have stayed behind them.
Yeah, so he kind of got asked about his team selection, whether the defeat against Watford affected that, and he kind of said, not really. It doesn't, in the sense of the people that played and the minutes that they played, comes into account, but I think he kind of said it won't be the team that played Shrewsbury, it won't be the team that played Aston Villa. Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine a mix of youth might be in there as well, but
not too many, if you think about it, because really it's only likely to ever be from Nico Williams, Keanu Hoover and Curtis Jones if there's no Harvey Elliott involved.
I think the three of them will be on the bench, if I'm perfectly honest. Maybe not Keanu Hoover, because I think Matip back, I think, is he? Joe Gomez is back, so Dejan Lovren might not want to be on the
be interesting, though. Klopp saying on the Lovren stuff, if people gave Lovren the blame for our defeat, then I can't help these people. It was a massive challenge for Dejan to play against Troy Deeney, but losing the first ball is never a problem in these situations. So it's all about formation around that, which is fine. Klopp's never going to go out and throw Dejan to the wolves, isn't he? Regardless of the fact that he obviously didn't have a particularly good game, but it is what it is. So we got some injury news. So as mentioned there, we know that Joe Gomez should be back for this one. James Milner should be back as well, which is massive. We've just recorded their build-up show before the press conference. Naturally, Milner, for me, if he's fit, is an absolute shoe-in to start this game, because you need a captain on the pitch. I think it was something we were sorely lacking with both him and Henderson out at the weekend.
Yeah, Klopp mentioned it before the game. I think it was before West Ham, and I think he said he missed Milner because the presence that he brings, the fact that he tells everyone to do the jobs and to do it properly like Henderson does. I think having that maturity and experience in a game. And I think Chelsea go pretty strong in this as well, so I think you need both of those back. I don't know where Matip's up to be honest with you.
He needs games. Yeah. He needs to play football to get himself back in the swing of things. But it's interesting, we've mentioned rhythm a lot, and Klopp was asked about rhythm, and he basically said that the rhythm's not the problem at the moment, it's just that we were crap. Yeah. I love that. It's not rhythm, not blaming rhythm, we were just crap against Watford. We didn't do the things we're normally really good at doing these things, and we didn't do them. There you go. Job done, no problem.
Yeah, but he also alluded to Man City yesterday, and the way that they attack low block teams. You know, you watched the Villa game yesterday, and the first goal was a ball over the top of Foden and stuff like that. He said, we need to be better at doing things like that. And I think he said it was the second half of Watford they started to do those things. It was too much time. Mm-hmm. It took too long, sorry. And then by the time Watford had scored two goals, and it was...
What I really like is he mentions the Atletico, how interesting it was, how they set up, and I get the feeling that he spent a lot of time looking at Atletico and how they've done things and all these things. It's all analysis. We talked about this on the build-up show, or maybe even the final word, in fact, about how there's far more to be learned from these kind of situations, and I think there'll be, and I think he actually kind of said it as well, it's a bit more interesting, it's a bit more different this time because we're talking about a defeat, but when there's a defeat, there's things to be learned and things to be improved upon. So yeah, all good stuff.
I think Atletico kind of not worked us out, I think that's too strong, but their game plan that they had has been just been copied by West Ham, Norwich and Watford. Like, let Robert and Trent have the ball, put balls into the box, and we've got 10 men in there. So
yeah, I'm fair play. And ultimately the Atletico thing, they won by one goal that was a mad foot of Fabinho that was reacted upon, and nothing too much to be concerned about there. But we'll see with the game looming tomorrow. Of course, there will be a new show tomorrow ahead of that. Of course, the build-up show will be coming out, and the final word will be out from the weekend. If you can stomach that, it'll certainly help you put things into perspective. We're having a big debate about the Dejan Lovren stuff and the poor performances in various areas around the pitch, so that'll be on the main YouTube channel. Tom, let's get into the comments before we head.
Yeah, just going to kick it off with some Sturridge stuff, just a couple of comments. Jay Pearson said he will do well in the MLS. This is where he needs to go. I hope it works for him. And then Mr. A says the US lifestyle is perfect for Sturridge. Also, he's going to smash that league.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Sturridge is built for the MLS. Is that, you know, I'm not sure he's got the physicality to do it at a super, super intense. You know, you wouldn't want to see Daniel Sturridge in the championship.
Albeit that he would be the best centre forward the Championship has ever seen in terms of sticking goals away. But somewhere like MLS, you're right. I think it suits his personality, his character, all, and the whole Daniel Sturridge package is fit for Miami.
What a place to be injured as well. Can't play this knee sore again. Oh, got a sunbathe on
off for a bit. Go ahead.
Stephen Somerville says, I think Liverpool are looking for a midfield replacement and they are looking at Cantwell, but I don't think I'd take him if we've got Curtis Jones for the future.
There's an important thing here that we think there's a bright future for Curtis Jones, and there looks like there should be. You know, the performances we've seen him, he's been in the coconut advert shows you that they actually have a time and consideration for him and what have you. He's excelled so far in the opportunities that he's been given, but he's still young. You know, there might be a case of Liverpool might just think he's still only going to get 10 appearances. Even if he takes Lallana's appearances, how many minutes is that next season? He might be better served with a season on loan. You buy someone like Cantwell in, and who doesn't necessarily need to continue to develop in this way that Curtis Jones developed. So, you know, there'll be a wider thought process on this.
There's a lot of competition for places in there, isn't there? You think, Chamberlain, Keita, if you get Timo Werner and Bobby drops to a 10, then that's another spot taken up. Minamino, someone we haven't really seen. We don't know where he's going to play yet. He could play multiple positions, so produced again.
Yeah, one more time.
Yes, just a couple on Neil Critchley. Irish Scouser says, happy for Critch, he's done a great job at the under-23s, he deserves a shot in the hot seat, good luck. And then Christian W says, Critchley going is a big loss, our youth team and the progression from them to the main team has been brilliant in recent years, but I wish him all the luck.
Yeah, I think the good thing is Alex Inglethorpe's still there, and I think he obviously oversees the whole thing. Doug Klopp handled his explanation of it was really good. It's basically saying, we want this situation, we want people to want our coaches, and we want them to want our young players, and we want them to want these things because it means we're not sitting still, it means we've got really good people, and we don't want someone sitting in the job for 20 years, because that's how you get stagnant, that's how you stop things from moving on, particularly at youth level. You've got to always be with the times, and I wonder whether there's just something to that. When you're so focused on your day-to-day, you don't necessarily get time to lift your head up and look at what the innovations are. So it'll be interesting what the appointment is next. Will be a very, very interesting one indeed.
Yeah, a change is as good as the rest, isn't it? Mm. And that goes both ways for the club and for Neil Critchley. So if he's got an exciting opportunity to go and do something,
there's only so much challenge there, isn't there? You know, we say about the unders, it's just not a competitive enough thing. You're doing your job when your side is struggling because all your best players are playing for the first team. And that's, Neil Critchley can only ever progress as a manager if he wants to truly be a manager. And I wonder whether him getting the little taste of it on the touchline for the seniors has made him think, actually, no, I will go and have a go. I mean, let's be fair, Linders did this. He went off to play to manage in the second division of Holland. Now he's come back and he's the assistant manager. You might find that he fancies doing something else, and that could be a developmental path for Critch down the line. You just don't know. But yeah, listen, thank you very much for joining us on the show today, for watching, for liking, sharing, and for listening. Make sure you get involved with the BF52 offer. The link will be in the description underneath. But yeah, make sure, of course, once again, that you do drink responsibly. And we'll be back with more Red Men news tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.